For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
St. Mary's Medical Group now offering telemedicine.
I've gotten mixed emotions. Does this song put us in like a really good mood or a little bit sad?
Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe a little bittersweet.
It's okay to be two things at once.
For sure.
Just the sooner we get back to the ballpark, the better we'll all be for it.
We got everything lined up?
We are good to go.
Excellent, excellent. All right, I've been looking forward to this. As we bring in one of our favorite guys, great, great Georgia Bulldog. We'll bring up the hit list here in just a moment. The one and only Zach Kristofak joining us from over in the Atlanta area. Z, how are you, my man?
How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, thanks for taking some time. And, boy, I tell you, I know we're really missing it. I guess you guys are really missing it right now, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's, you know, definitely missing baseball, wanting to be playing baseball, but you know, at the same time, as long as you are playing baseball, it's very rare that you get this much time to, you know, be home, be around family, be around friends. So that is one positive of everything, I will say.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. We had Greg McGarity on just a few minutes ago, and he was talking about he actually ate, you know, he gets to eat dinner with his wife, and that doesn't happen very often in a, you know, in the regular world there. So I guess there are some things that are out there that we probably might take for granted at times, but certainly I know everybody's ready to get things back to normal.
Oh, without a doubt, absolutely.
Zach Kristofak joining us here.
Zach, I know it's like you were just saying, everybody wishes they were out there. I know we get Coach Strickland on every week to talk about how he's just kind of keeping his guys in contact with each other, but not so much you can do when everybody's in separate places. But what are some of just the weird routines that you have to stay in touch with your organization, and how are you, I guess, staying in shape having to be at home all the time?
Yeah, so we, the pitchers in our organization, we have a weekly, like, Zoom with a pitching coach or, like, a pitching coordinator, and what we've been doing is they've either been taking video from last season or if they did get video during the little time in spring training that we had, we'll watch that together. They'll analyze. You'll kind of analyze your outing. You know, it's just kind of busy work, but you'll have someone that's in touch with you weekly about what you're doing, how you're progressing, how you're, you know, working during this time. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to have access to a gym, have access to throwing partners. So my work has not, you know, really changed at all, throughout this time. It's just so different. Nobody's really experienced anything like this.
But that you guys are, at least as far as knowing anything from the organization, that you don't really have any knowledge of kind of what's going on?
No, I mean, nobody really knows what's going to happen. This is, you know, everything going on right now is bigger than baseball. And everybody just you have to accept it and do what you can, because there's nothing you can really do about the situation.
Well, I know that the minor league pay is not great in the first place, but have they kept you guys on the payroll, or how are they working all that kind of stuff out?
They have kept us on the payroll. So we've been kind of getting paid in chunks of like time. So we've already gotten paid for like the first 2 months or however long it was until they said baseball was going to be out, which I think is the end of May as of right now, or when they paid us. That's what they said.
Yeah.
But man, who knows what's going to happen? I don't think anybody knows.
I know. It's crazy. It really is. Zach Kristofak joining us. And so tell, like, so on May, what, I guess was May 12th or May 13th, that was a Thursday, May 13th was that Friday. Where were you? Were you already gone, or what were you doing at that time and as far as when y'all started finding out that things were kind of getting shut down?
Well, it was, so I was in Arizona for 7 weeks previous to the start of spring training. I was doing a throwing program. I had like a weight training program, which is going really well. And I think the pitchers reported on March the 6th. So we, the pitchers and catchers, we had a full week of actual training. That was really my first and only spring training experience. And what was really unfortunate for all the position players is the day that they got there, I think they got there on a Thursday or Friday, and we get our physicals the next day, and then the day after that everybody finds out that they're leaving. So, you know, just very, very little time out there. You know, you feel like everybody works really hard over the off season, and it's just really unfortunate because there's not a whole lot to show for it. But, you know, you just gotta continue to prepare and hope all this just blows over fast.
I hope I said March 13th and if I said May, I meant to say March. But anyway, my brain is.
I didn't want to correct you.
No. When I said it, I was like, wait a minute, I meant to say March. Yeah, because it was Friday the 13th back in March. But yeah, thank you for letting me fix that one myself. But yeah, go ahead, Logan. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say, Zach, with the timing of all this, you mentioned kind of getting spring training started, but then it just kind of all went to you know what. But right now, are you still considered part of the Orem Owls? I know you're an Angel first and foremost, but what organization or team are you with right now?
Man, all I know is that I'm in the Los Angeles Angels organization.
I understand.
I have no idea who I'm affiliated to. All that stuff kind of happens after camp. I'm just part of the Angels.
I completely understand. That Orem logo, the owl eyes, that's a pretty sweet logo, though. I'd happily rock some of that stuff.
Yeah, man, we had some pretty cool hats, some pretty cool uniforms. Good old Orem, Utah.
That's right.
How did you like it? What was it like?
Orem was good. So that league, I was in the Pioneer League.
Yeah.
And my favorite part about that league is it's just out west. Like, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's not very friendly to a pitcher, but I was in Utah, Montana, Colorado, Idaho. In my eyes, it's the most beautiful part of the country.
I've got a brother that lives there. I'm sorry. Now, so I've got a brother that's there that I've never visited him. I'm supposed to in late July. Hopefully that happens, but I'm excited to see it myself. And hopefully, if that's where you are, I'd love to come see you out there in July.
In Orem?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Yep. That Orem's gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
So 15 minutes outside of Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot to do over there.
What was your longest bus trip? What was the
we went to Missoula, Montana.
Oh man.
And that was 10 hours from Orem.
Oh, good grief.
But the worst trip is to Rocky Mountain, because you'd have to go through the Rocky Mountains. Like that was not a fun bus trip.
Doesn't sound like fun on a bus at all. I know another good friend of ours and yours, Jared Walsh, also in the Angels organization. Do you guys keep in touch? Do you talk about, you know, the situation and hopefully one day play with each other on the big stage?
Absolutely. I've been in touch with Jared. I really didn't know him until I went out to Arizona and I got to meet him.
Right.
Because he was drafted the year before my freshman year. So, you know, I really didn't know Jared, but it's really been fun to watch what he's done in the Angels organization. He's really kind of gone out there and got his own, and, you know, he made his major league debut last year, so there's really not much more you can ask for.
Yeah, that's a great stuff right there for sure. And, Zach, I know, like you said, you're kind of getting on these Zoom calls and that kind of thing. You were telling me something, too, about how – like just staying in shape and just staying in pitching shape is, I mean, those are kind of two different things. So I know you got to stay in shape yourself, but then that's not, I mean, you got to be able to, you know, throw bullpens or whatever and without getting you in trouble. But how are you accomplishing some of that?
Well, so I've been working out, you know, daily, and my workout schedule, fortunately, you know, it hasn't really been affected. So I'm able to do, you know, the same things that I was able to do out in Arizona. Now, as for arm shape, that's where it gets a little tricky. And without getting myself in trouble with the stay-at-home order, I will just say that I've been appropriately taking care of my arm.
Good.
I'm just preparing as if I have to leave tomorrow or leave next week, and hopefully that will just all pay off when all this blows over.
And it's not like, I mean, to me, it's like maybe I'm making too much of a deal of this, but it's like you could just go out and throw, but you got to throw off a mound too, right? I mean, there's a difference there. You got to be able to you know,
absolutely,
stay in pitching shape by using a mound.
Absolutely, and you know, at this point, you just kind of get what you can get. So, you know, sometimes that might be throwing to a catcher off a mound. Sometimes that's me throwing in my friend's basement into a net, which I do very often. But you just got to keep your arm moving. You got to find a way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We mentioned the hit list, I was going to bring up the hit list. And I'll just say this. Zach last year was 5-0 with wins over Georgia Southern, let's see, Presbyterian, South Carolina, Auburn, by the way, on the road.
I love it,
Texas,
man.
A&M.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, let's go back to the sophomore year where Zach got wins over Georgia Southern, Ole Miss, at Tech, yes, sir. And also got the win over Troy during the Athens Regional. Then going back to the freshman year, they were, what was your first career win? You know that one, don't you?
My first career win was against Tennessee.
There you go.
There we go.
Very good. That was awesome. You also beat Tech your freshman year, Kentucky. I'm probably leaving out some stuff too, but I'll just say this. Jeff and I always talk about the hit list, and it's phenomenal. If there's any other Georgia athlete that has wins over all these schools, then you know you should get a statue. So we're pushing that for you there, Zach. But that's phenomenal there for you. But what stands out when you think back on your Georgia career? What kind of do you have a specific moment or anything that jumps to mind?
I don't think I have one particular moment that sticks out to me. What I will always remember about my Georgia career is just how much fun that I had with my teammates. I made some relationships there that are going to last the rest of my life. And it's really cool when you go into school together and you meet all these friends and then you get to play college baseball with them. And that's just something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. You know, the wins and losses against all those teams are great and all, but I'll definitely just remember the relationships that I made at Georgia.
Very cool. Very cool.
Dave, are you going to ask him about it, or am I going to ask him about it?
Well, I wanted to ask him one more thing,
yeah, okay.
And I'll let you bring it up.
All right.
I know the next question.
I'm sure you do.
Well, no, the only other thing I was going to say is, and I know you guys should be really proud of yourselves, too, because when you signed with Georgia, when you came to Georgia, I know the Dogs had been in a down part of things with the record and everything, but 2017 was kind of that transition year into 2018 and 2019, and that trip to Lexington in 2017 when Kentucky wanted to play those games that weekend and it was bad weather, and you probably remember all that too, where I think we played real early on a Friday. They wanted to get those games in. They wanted to
11, an 11 o'clock.
Yeah, they wanted to, you know, make sure, hey, we got Georgia coming in, we got to get these wins. And you guys went out there and won 2 out of 3. And I think then the end of the season that year was finished real strong. And then 2018 and 2019 happened. So I know we're real proud of you being part of that, where that turnaround happened. I know that has to feel good for you too.
Absolutely. I'm honored. You know, I'm honored to be a part of that team and that group of guys. I feel like we really did kind of turn that program around, and that was a goal of ours from the beginning. And you know, hopefully we'll see that legacy just continue to grow in the future.
All right, go ahead and ask Logan.
He knows
Zach's
what's
about
coming.
To make us look really bad here.
Yeah,
but
Dave and I have visions one day that one morning we'll walk in and either he or I will brag about something we did the day before the weekend, and that's hit a hole in one. That's something that luckily for you, just recently you've been able to add that to your resume, and I'm assuming that's now at the top of the resume, but how did that thing go? Because we all saw your tweet.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. If I can do it, you can do it.
That's what we need to hear, Dave.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm not going to comment about my round. I will just comment about the eighth hole that I played on that particular day. And, man, I guess I just got lucky because it can happen to anybody.
That's all it takes,
man. My round before and after that was borderline hideous.
But was that out in Utah?
I can say I hit a hole in one. That was actually in Georgia. Oh. That was when I came home for the All-Star break last year.
Oh, where was it?
It was at Sugar Hills in Buford, Georgia. I was with Justin Glover and Mason Meadows.
Nice.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so I came back, and I didn't have my clubs, and so I used Mason's clubs. And his claim to fame on my hole-in-one is that he handed me a 9-iron, and after I hit the ball, we're all like, okay, what the heck just happened? He's like, you know, I almost handed you a pitching wedge. And I'm like, all right, well, if you want that to be your claim to fame, then.
So what we know is Mason Meadows could be a great caddy one day. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're hearing?
A terrific caddy.
Where is the ball now? Do you have it, like, nice and presented somewhere?
I have it. I keep it in my backpack with me that I take to the field every day.
Excellent.
My good luck.
I love it.
That's great
stuff. Now, if you ever play that course again, which you likely will at some point or another, you get to the eighth hole. Do you just sit that one out, or do you actually go take another swing? Because I wouldn't see the need to ever swing on that hole again if I made a hole in one.
Yeah, I think I'm retired from that hole.
There you go. I support that.
I love it.
Fully support it.
I'm very jealous. I love it. So, yeah, that's great stuff. That really is. And we all witnessed it, and that was your excitement was cool. Although, you know, someone said, oh, he ran through the bunker to get, and I was like, so what?
Of course he did.
Who cares? Yeah. Guy just got a hole in one. Did you catch hell for that?
I caught a lot of crap for that, but I'm just gonna ask those people to put yourself in my situation.
Well, all you gotta say is, hey, you know what? I raked the bunker, so there.
Are you willing to tell us what the bar tab was after the round that you had to swipe your card for?
Oof.
Pretty steep.
I don't remember the exact amount, but it did contain a couple pitchers of margaritas.
Excellent. As it should have.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Zach, man, we love you. Thank you so much for taking some time.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You are the best. We appreciate you. When we start things start getting back going a little bit, and when you know what's what your schedule's going to be and where you're going to be headed, we'd love to have you back on again and catch us up with what's going to be going on.
Absolutely, I would love that. Thank you guys again for having me.
All right, Zach, be safe, my man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, take care.
Zach Kristofak.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.